Good afternoon. Special thanks to Kimber, who found my faith story blowing in the pews behind me. Well, I don't know what I'd do without you. My name's Anthony Cordemanche. My wife, Pat, and I live in Tingsboro with two children at home, Hannah and Max. We've got two other daughters who are out of the house and married, Amanda with her husband, Andrew, who also live in Tingsboro, and Molly with her husband, Stephen, out in Oregon. My parents divorced when I was less than 3 years old, and I was raised by my grandparents on their farm in Lewiston, Maine. My grandparents took me to Catholic church regularly, and through the Mass and 8 years of parochial school, I became very conscious of God's standard of perfection, His righteousness. I also became very aware of how far I had fallen from that standard and how sin had made me guilty, very guilty. As time passed on, this feeling of guilt just grew and grew. I was missing the mark. I felt like I was drowning in a sea of sin. I was at the bottom of a cliff of guilt, and sin was just piling on top of me. I needed a rescue, but neither church nor my religious education seemed to offer me any solution. When I was 12, my best friend and I spent a lot of time hanging out at the local mall to entertain ourselves by looking at the goods in the shops. Back then, it was not unusual for kids our age to be without our parents and just be in the stores and just looking at things. One day, as we were walking out of the mall, someone stepped up to me and handed me a little booklet. I don't remember seeing who gave it to me. I don't know if it was a man or a woman. I don't know whether it was a young person or an old person. I just remember a hand and the little booklet. Suddenly, my friend and I were standing outside the shopping mall with these little gospel tracts in our hands. As we sat on the bench waiting for my friend's mom to pick us up, we read the little tracts. I read about how I was a guilty sinner and I deserved eternal punishment. Well, that part I knew already. That was very familiar. But for the first time, I read about and understood God's solution. Jesus had paid the penalty for my sin on the cross at Calvary, and He had borne the weight of my guilt completely. If I would just put my trust in Him, my sins would be forgiven, and I could benefit from a righteousness that wasn't my own, but rather the righteousness of Christ. My friend and I each said the sinner's prayer right there on the bench outside the shopping mall. Now, things didn't change for me right away, but that day really was the beginning of my rescue. My friend and I didn't have transportation, so we couldn't get plugged into a church where we could learn more about the gospel. But 6 months later, my friend's cousin became a Christian, and he had a driver's license, and he had a car, and that changed everything. The cousin began to take my friend and me to a little non-denominational church that was committed to the Bible. There we learned about Jesus Christ, preached very simply from God's Word. The faith and trust that I placed in Jesus outside that mall, reading that little booklet, grew as I learned more and more about God's plan presented in the Bible. Today, I can trace every good thing in my life back to that rescue at the shopping mall. My involvement in music started at that little non-denominational church. I met Pat through the youth group there, and we played in a little worship band we started. By God's grace, we got married only a few years later. It didn't take much time. My later achievements, where I went to college, my children, my professional career path, where I've had the opportunity to live, everything traces to that rescue. God's blessed me with so many interesting adventures. Probably the most interesting that I like to talk about are the many missions trips that we've done as a family to Russia. I've met interesting people, I've made unique friends, gone to interesting places, and done wonderful things that I never thought would have been possible for me, someone so guilty of sin. All of this happened because God rescued me from that guilt. I hope someday in eternity I'll meet that faithful person who handed me God's rescue plan for my life. I don't know who they are, but I'm so grateful for what they did. I'm not the hero in my story. And as wonderful as they are for what they did, the person who handed me the gospel tract is not the hero either. The hero is Christ. He did what I couldn't do. He did what none of us could do. Romans 6:23 says, "The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." A rescue from death, a rescue to eternal life, not earned by me, but the gift of God because of Jesus Christ. If any of this story interests you, if you want to know more about God's rescue plan, please come and talk to me after the service. This is a story I love to tell, and I'd like to hear your story too. Thank you.